Then Jesus left that place, went to the province of Judea, and crossed the Jordan River. Crowds came flocking to him again, and he taught them, as he always did. Some Pharisees came to him and tried to trap him. "Tell us," they asked, "is it legal for a man to divorce his wife?" Jesus answered with a question, "What law did Moses give you?" Their answer was, "Moses gave permission for a man to write a divorce notice and send his wife away." Jesus said to them, "Moses wrote this law for you only as a concession to your hard-hearted ways. But in the beginning, at the time of creation, God made male and female, as the scripture says, and for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and unite with his wife, and the two will become one. So they are no longer two but one. No one must separate then what God has joined together." When they went back into the house, the disciples asked Jesus about this matter. He said to them, "A man who divorces his wife so he can marry someone else commits adultery against his wife. In the same way, a woman who divorces her husband so she can marry someone else commits adultery." Some people brought children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and bless them. But the disciples scolded the people. When Jesus noted this, he was angry and said to his disciples, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I assure you that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on each of them, and blessed them. As Jesus was starting on his way again, a man ran up, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not commit murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not accuse anyone falsely, do not cheat, respect your father and your mother." "Teacher," the man said, "ever since I was young, I have obeyed all these commandments." Jesus looked straight at him with love and said, "You need only one thing. Go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor, and you will receive riches in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the man heard this, gloom spread over his face, and he went away sad because he was very rich. Jesus looked round at his disciples and said to them, "How hard it will be for rich people to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were shocked at these words, but Jesus went on to say, "My children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is much harder for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God than for a camel to squeeze through the eye of a needle." At this the disciples were completely amazed and asked one another, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked straight at them and answered, "This is impossible for human beings, but not for God. Everything is possible for God." Then Peter spoke up. "Look," he said, "we have left everything and followed you." "Yes," said Jesus, "and I tell you that those who leave home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and for the gospel will receive much more in this present age. They will receive 100 times more houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and persecutions as well. And in the age to come, they will receive eternal life. But many who are now first will be last, and many who are now last will be first."